Hey guys, how's it going and welcome to this After Effects CS5 tutorial. Today I'm going to be showing you how to create a very cool but short title sequence. So this is what we are going to be creating today. So that's pretty much it. I like this title sequence a lot, mainly because of the particles and that nice glow. You will need Trap Code Shine for this, just so you know. You can download the trial version, but you'll get a watermark there. If you want to know how to get Trap Code Shine for free, let me know and I will help you in any way I can. Okay, so let's get started. So the first thing you want to do is open up After Effects, obviously, and we want to create a new composition, 1280 by 720. I'm going to choose, but let's have 720x25. And we'll have it 6 seconds long. Looks fine. Okay, so we're going to call, we're going to rename this text, this comp, to main. Okay, I'm also going to make a new composition, so call this one text. We'll go into the text comp, drag out the text tool, and just type in whatever you want. I'm just going to type in my name. I don't like that text, so we're going to change that to Myriad Pro, I think it's called. Yeah, to that one. Okay, so now we're going to give it a nice bright orange color to start off. Looks perfect. I like that. Okay, I'm just going to center the text. Like that. That orange is probably a bit too bright. Maybe we want to add a little bit more yellowish. Let's bring it a tiny bit. That looks better, like that. Okay, it's now centered. We're now going to add a ramp to this, so go into effects and presets. And just type in ramp. Add the ramp to the text, and we're now going to add some colours to this. So that I'm going to add to this the first colour. We have a nice bright yellow, and for the second colour, we have a dark orange. So once you've done that, just bring the centre positions near to the text, and then you can see that nice hotness, which is very, very good. Okay, so we're now going to add a glow, so go back into the effects and presets and just type in glow. Go to the bottom where it says stylize and just drag that onto the text. We're going to change the threshold down to about 55 or so, 56, and change the radius to about 23. And there you can see that nice glow, because it's that hotness that we want. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to duplicate the text and we're going to remove the glow on the ramp. Going back into effects and presets and type in find edges. Drag that on there. We're going to choose invert and we're going to change the blending mode to screen so we get a nice hotness and then we can see the edges there. And again we're going to duplicate it, and this time we're going to change the blending mode to multiply. And we're going to change its opacity down so we can actually see the colour inside the text, and that is basically the text done. Okay, so now what I want to do is go back to our main comp, go to the project panel and just drag our text in. And now what we want to do is we'll go back into the effects and presets and type linear white, so drag that on. Okay, now we're gonna set a keyframe here for the transition completion, so go to around about 2 seconds, set a keyframe, go back to the beginning and set it to 100. Now if we hit U, we'll see the keyframes. Now the problem with this is that it's wiping the wrong way. So to fix that, we just need to change the wipe angle the opposite way to minus 90 degrees, and there we get the... Now it's now wiping from the right side. Okay, so that's what we want. We're also going to feather this because it looks a bit too harsh when it wipes off. So we're going to just wipe it to... We're going to feather it to about 30. And we get a nice feathered wipe. Okay, so now we're going to add a new layer, so click layer, new solid, click OK, make it a 3D layer, hit W to bring up the rotation tool. I'm going to rotate it on its x-axis to about 90 degrees, when hit V to bring back the move tool and drag it down to the bottom, and we want to stretch it out. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to add a mask to it. So we want to choose the rectangle tool, double click that, and we're going to feather it to about quite a bit actually. If you hit MM, you'll bring up the mask tools. I'm going to change the mask expansion down to about minus 80 or so, and that looks pretty good. We're now going to add a ramp to this mask, so go into the effects and presets and type in ramp and drag that on. We're going to set the first colour to a dark grey, and the second colour is going to be just black. Okay, we're going to add another new solid, and this time we're going to add an ellipse mask to it. So choose the ellipse tool, double click the mask, drag it down about there, stretch it out. We're going to change this opacity to about 17, 20, so we can actually see. I'm going to drag this right at the bottom, so that gives us a nice little look there. Okay, so that's part one done. In part two, we shall be going over the particle world, where we actually make those sparks, as I showed you on the video before we started. So don't forget to tune into that. I hope you enjoyed this video. Thank you for watching.